Let's talk about the TikTok ban, because it looks like, at least my understanding is, that every single Republican in the House voted to ban TikTok. Blatantly unconstitutional for the U.S. government to restrict freedom of speech. Whether you agree with that speech or not, that's not your concern. And the real reason why the GOP and the Democrats want to ban TikTok is very clear. It's because, well, the deep state doesn't control it. That's why. And, of course, TikTok is where a lot of young people are expressing a lot of dissent against Israel. Oh, yeah, there's the Israel factor. All of a sudden, TikTok has to go because you can't let people say nasty things about Israel, like, oh, Israel's committing genocide, or Netanyahu is a war criminal, or Israel committed human rights violations with the Nakba, displacing Palestinians and murdering them and stealing their land and homes. Oh, you can't say that. So they have to ban an entire platform, which is TikTok. And of course they make excuses. Oh, it's owned by China. Well, guess what? YouTube is owned by Google, well, Alphabet, and Google is more evil than the Communist Party. Google's one of the most evil corporations on the planet. So if you're just going to ban platforms because they're evil, then you should ban Facebook, you should ban YouTube, you should ban, you know, Vimeo, you should ban them all. But clearly this is a rigged situation. This is all rigged in order to control speech and block any dissent against Israel. Because if your argument is that, oh, well, TikTok is unhealthy for young people, which I agree with that assessment, so is Facebook. Frankly, young people probably should not really be engaged in, you know, screen time, mobile phones, all those apps at all. If you want to pass a law that says no child is even allowed to use those services until they're, I don't know, 16 or whatever, well, I would understand that because it's across the board, but this is selective. It's only TikTok. It's also quite clear, by the way, that this effort to protect Israel from criticism is completely out of control and widely supported by Republicans. Yeah, the GOP that say they want to protect freedom of speech, they've been fighting against censorship, but when it comes to Israel, they're all pro-censorship. Look at South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. She just signed a bill into law that makes it a crime to criticize Israel, a crime to disagree with the policies of a foreign state. Think about that. You can go to jail by saying that it's wrong for Israel to bomb civilians and to murder women and children in Gaza. You'll be arrested in America, and you will go to jail because Governor Noem is all, she's an Israel whore. She's a Zio whore, Zionist. She's whored herself out to the Zionists. It's as simple as that. This is not complicated. She gets money from the Zionists. She makes sure that the power of the state is used to protect the crimes of the Zionists, the genocide, the human rights violations, the stealing of land, the mass murder of women and children, the lies, the propaganda, the theft of U.S. money, and how the Israeli lobby, AIPAC, doesn't have to report itself as a foreign lobby group, huh? Isn't that interesting? This is all about protecting Israel, not protecting the First Amendment or protecting liberty in America. So shame on the GOP. The GOP is a party that deserves to lose because they have no principles. Nor does the Democrat Party, of course. Democrats have no principles. That's long been obvious. But a lot of people were fooled into thinking, well, the GOP is going to protect the First Amendment. They're pro-freedom of speech, you know. They want to have a country with lots of freedoms and all these things. No, no. The GOP has no principles whatsoever. They will sacrifice your freedom in order to protect their Israeli donors. They will destroy an entire platform in order to protect it, Israel and the Zionists. The GOP have no principles whatsoever. Remember, folks, it's a uniparty system. It's just theater to think that there's a left and a right. It's really all the same fascism, just in two different flavors. And the GOP doesn't believe in smaller government either. They never vote to balance the budget. They never vote against increased spending. Even when Trump was in the White House, it was all about spending more money, increasing the debt by trillions of dollars under Trump. And of course, it's gotten a lot worse under Biden. And if Trump gets back in, it's going to get even worse under Trump. You know, right now under Biden, it's what, $1 trillion in new government debt every 100 days. I imagine under Trump, it'll be every 50 days. And then every 25 days, you know, until the end arrives, the end of the dollar. That's not that far away. But almost everybody in Congress, with a few exceptions, there are a few exceptions, but most of them are just political whores. They whore themselves out to the biggest donors. They have no principles. And the same thing is true with a lot of governors, sadly, and a lot of other politicians as well. Now, we are going to be filing a lawsuit against several big tech companies. I just read the final complaint a couple of days ago. It's very thorough. It has taken over 6 months. Well, more than that. I think it's almost a year of research to put this complaint together. And in that complaint, we are providing the evidence to the court that the government conspired with big tech to specifically name and silence myself and my platforms like Brighteon and Natural News. And that's blatantly illegal, unconstitutional, a violation of my civil rights. The government did that without any hesitation. They did it willfully, gleefully. They will censor anyone they want, regardless of the Constitution. Now they've decided to censor TikTok. They will censor anyone they can't control. Yes, they tried to buy me out years ago, you know, various offers. Same things happened to Alex Jones and others. If you agree to be bought out, well, then, you know, they own your platform and they control it, and then it becomes all pro-censorship. If you don't agree to be bought out, then they silence you. They deplatform you. They order big tech to block anyone from being able to access you. And that's what government is doing. So this is all about control over the false narratives. One of those false narratives being that Israel is a good country full of, you know, wonderful political leaders who are only defending themselves and doing no evil, no harm. They're not harming anybody. They wouldn't harm the hair on the chinny chin chin of a Palestinian, except for the fact that they've bombed 30,000 of them to death and they continue to bomb more of them to death. But you're not allowed to say that without going to prison. So this is what tyranny looks like. This is what the Orwellian thought police state looks like. This is it. And once they establish the precedent of banning TikTok, then they'll say, well, guess what? We're going to ban anybody we want. We have the precedent now. TikTok, we said, was evil. Too much hate speech or controlled by China. Well, now we'll just accuse anybody that we want to block as being controlled by China. We'll just say, oh, well, they said something nice about China, or they said something nice about Russia. Maybe they're controlled by Russia. And then we'll just ban that platform, too, under the same precedent. That's what's coming. So there are going to be lawsuits. This is going to get challenged. No question about it. Even Kristi Noem's new law is going to get challenged immediately in the courts because it's blatantly unconstitutional. Hate speech, as they say, is actually protected speech. To say that you don't like somebody or you disagree with their policies or you think they stink, that's actually protected speech. And in the meantime, I would encourage you, stop supporting people just because of what party they're in, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent. You should politically punish people who violate principles. And that will include almost all Democrats and, frankly, almost all Republicans as well, as we are seeing. Very few people operate with principles, but you should seek them out. You should try to find them and support them when you can find them. Or again, politically punish them if they violate their principles. And that's how we get to a more free, more fair, more just society. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the founder of Brighteon.com, the free speech platform. Be sure to also check out Brighteon.ai, our new upcoming AI project, with a free release, free downloadable language model that you can use. And we also have Brighteon.social, where you can join other people in discussions about all the topics of the day. It's a really great group there at Brighteon.social. My handle is @HealthRanger. So join us there at Brighteon.social, and thank you for supporting us. God bless America. Take care.
Our interviews and content are made possible by your support for healthrangerstore.com. And today we've got a lot of products back in stock that have been very difficult to get. One of those is 5G Defense. 5G Defense contains this very potent and very expensive ingredient called SOD, superoxide dismutase. And what this does is it helps your body defend itself from the peroxynitrite, which are produced upon exposure to 5G signals or other electromagnetic signals that can penetrate through your skin, by the way. I mean, that's how cell phones work. They penetrate through building walls and vehicles and your skull and your skin. So that creates these very dangerous free radicals in your body that you've got to defend yourself against through a variety of methods. Good nutrition is one of the ways, good sleep, you know, lack of stress and avoiding inflammatory foods, but you can also supplement with 5G Defense. It's back in stock right now. If you show my page on the store here, 5G Defense powder, 1.2 ounces. This is very potent. It's a powder. You can blend it into any smoothie or drink very easily, and it's available now. So also back in stock, we have the Organic Turmeric Gold Plus, which has black pepper and ginger in it as well. This is available. Multiple bottles are a little bit less expensive. All lab-tested, certified, organic, and of course, non-GMO, and so on and so forth. We've got NAC, N-acetylcysteine, back in stock at the store as well. And that's something that's been difficult to get. Coconut oil back in stock. We've also got back in stock our Organic Seven Treasures Mushroom Powder, which combines seven potent functional mushrooms. You can see the label right there. It's got reishi powder, shiitake powder, cordyceps, all organic, turkey tail, maitake, chaga, and lion's mane powder. This is available in the powder form, not capsules currently, but in powder form. This can be blended easily into various drinks as well. So we've got these products and more available right now at healthrangerstore.com. And I think we've got freeze-dried organic corn in the number 10 cans as well. That's something that's been out of stock for a long time. So here we go. Long-term storable, essentially rodent-proof number 10 cans, great for long-term storage. Freeze-dried, which retains the taste, the texture, the nutrients, the colors, good for a very long time. Just keep it, you know, closed up and then keep it in a place that's not hot or damp. Just keep it dry and cool, and this will last for many years. It's an excellent preparedness item. We've also got freeze-dried fruits and other vegetables as well. Just check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. In fact, if you go there, check this out. You can search for freeze-dried, as I'm doing here, and you can see yellow miso powder, apple, blueberries, corn, and show all results, and you're going to see all the different freeze-dried products that we have. Amazing. Lots to choose from. Yeah, here's mango and chopped kale and strawberry pieces and raspberries and so much more. So if you want real food, real certified organic, lab-tested, long-term storable food for your survival pantry, we've got it for you. And we actually have good inventory right now because our production has been going quite well lately, amazingly. We have good relationships with suppliers, and we can't get everything we want, but we're getting a pretty good supply at the moment. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platform, our work, our guests, our content, and the projects that we're working on to bring you more things that will benefit you and help you stay prepared. So thank you for all your support. God bless you. God bless America. Take care.